Thank you, Whistle. It is 6:22 in the morning sickness, ready to go. Another perfect day here in paradise. Just, you know what? Get out and do like the Pope does. Walk outside this morning, just kiss the ground, because you're living pretty much right here in the best place ever. No tsunamis, no earthquakes, no snow, no ice. No, this is perfect. So
kind
shut
of
up.
Nice to see your breath in the morning.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have that crisp feeling. This is the heaviest coat I've worn all year, Brady, this little hoodie. You've got the same kind of thing I got on. Hoodies. And I put it on just simply because it was close. I didn't need it. Yeah, 60 degrees and we're bitching. It's too cold. Stop it. Paradise. You live in paradise. Thank your lucky stars. Some guy just emailed and said, my brother moved to Marana from Juneau, Alaska, and considers Marana paradise. That's how bad Juneau is. It was a weird place to be. Visually, just absolutely beautiful. The city itself, strange. Strange little. Almost felt like like a camp of some sort. Like it was all temporary. All these houses were there, and they all looked wet. And all the people in there looked wet. And they all looked like they just wanted to leave. And it's got to be miserable because every day all they do is just deal with four or five cruise ships that come to town. They cater to these people who live in better places.
Here they come. Hey!
Hey, everybody. And then you can see every once in a while their faces just – it's like the movie Get Out. They're all kind of trapped in their bodies.
So the business owners aren't happy to see the cruise
people? Oh, thrilled. Yeah. It's the only business they get.
Right.
But they're miserable because there's the escape route comes in and leaves every day. And then when the boats leave, it's just back to normal that night. Nobody stays the night. You're there for like 5 or 6 hours. And then the boats leave, and then they're just stuck in Juneau again until the next batch of boats come in. That's
but I
brutal.
Think, you know, the people are – a lot of people are going over there figuring, oh, there's fishing, hunting.
Yeah, there is a lot of that to survive.
Here's
what there isn't. Grocery stores, stuff to do. So the only thing you're doing is fishing and hunting so you can eat. Either that or you're going to one – it was pretty – you know, when you start looking at it from a what if we lived here standpoint, it's like, wow, there's not a lot going on. So, Marana. That guy's thrilled about Marana. That's the better option. Toledo and I were talking about this yesterday, and I was reading articles about it. We've gotten to the point now where Aziz Ansari at the SAG Awards the other night, he's the comedian, he didn't get any applause when he was mentioned for his nomination. Like
he didn't attend.
He didn't go. James Franco went.
Franco did.
Aziz Ansari didn't go. But here's the thing about Aziz's deal, is that they've turned on him in a big way with what all accounts that I've read turned out to be just a really bad date we've all been on. He had a girl who wasn't saying no, but trying to give him signals that she wasn't really interested on the date. And he kept trying to kiss her and she'd pull back. She was saying, I wasn't saying no. This is the only one, right? This is the only account so far. Cause I'm trying to figure out why he's the bad guy.
It's not a pattern. It's not
right.
A history.
No. Right. It's the one date. So she's like, I tried to tell him. And it did, and so he wins the award at the Golden Globes, and all of a sudden this lady's story comes out that, yes, she was with him. She went on a date.
She sends a tweet.
She hung out.
Because he was wearing the Time's Up pin.
He wore his pin. Right. And she goes, and then I felt uncomfortable. He kept trying to kiss me, and he wasn't reading my signals. I was giving him nonverbal signals to say that I wasn't really interested. Well, the next thing you know, in her tweet, she's like, we went back to his place. I was performing oral sex, and he started to get really rough with my head. So she's accusing him of sexual assault.
Are you kidding?
And now all of the SAG Awards, when he was announced for Best Actor for his Netflix show, or Yahoo show, whatever it is, Amazon, I'm not sure what he's on, they didn't clap.
Netflix.
They all just silenced him. All of them, in agreement, because he was the most recent one. And I swear to you, I've been on this date, not the blowjob part, but I've been on this date probably 15 times in my life where I'm just with a girl or in a party. And I go to like, hey, I think she's into me. And you go to like make a move or you pull her close or something. Like you're going to make the kiss move or you do whatever and you put your arm around. She kind of just puts you, no, not you.
Not ready.
Oh, I misread all of it. And then later she's doing it again. And you're like, okay, maybe I just did something stupid. Oh, and then it gets to the point where you're like, do I have bad breath? Is that, I'll take some mints. I'll try again.
You're in the like unsure period.
Completely unsure.
Yep. And then later in the night, you're both drunk.
Right.
And then it gets more sure.
And when she starts...
because it was a date.
Blowing you. You're pretty sure she might have an interest, but she said she was doing it just to get the pressure off because she felt so pushed forward that she had to do something. She could have gone home.
They were introduced at an Emmys party after he won.
Yeah.
He's on a high already.
Yes. Yeah, I don't get it. So
you got to add in the celebrity angle of all this.
And... Right. So it's just not worth it. Be gay. Be a celebrity, be gay. The gays have had it right all this time because I don't hear any of them complaining about sexual harassment at all. That one is just a bad date. Mm-hmm. There's certain times where the accusation has to be pushed aside and go, wait a minute, I'm not even a huge Aziz Ansari fan. His voice drives me bananas. He's funny, but it's not hysterical like some people think. Hey, he's all right. So I'm not going to sit back and say, he's my favorite, so I'm defending. I don't care if he comes or goes as a celebrity, but this one is a bad date. Brady, you've been on bad dates where you've made the wrong move. You're wholesome and humble and lovable.
You got to test the waters.
And even, yes, that's our job as guys, is be like, I think she's in.
When we're supposed to make the first move.
Right. Sometimes you walk into a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he came at me with his tongue.
What? Right.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. That's what I'm supposed to do, isn't it? And we had kissing, but then he tried to put his tongue in my mouth, which I'd never heard of. Evidently, it's French. I'm like, what are you talking? Why are you so innocent? And then the whole story, everything I've read so far, the whole story switches to her feeling uncomfortable to the point where she's like, if I just blow him, he'll go away. Which I wish happened on every date I was on. Every time I went out with a girl.
There is a little bit of a growing kind of swell of support for him. There's a woman actress, comedian that's came out in support of him.
Yeah, it's a good headline.
The Times supported him.
Aziz Ansari is guilty of not being a mind reader. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what. Yeah. And again, guys, stop talking to him.
Right.
Just stop talking to him. Because there are real events, and now there's a bunch of women who feel like, I need to be in on this. I need attention for something.
Yeah, we're getting into a really weird
scenario
here.
That's a bad date.
Yeah, is everybody that wins an award here coming up going to have something that comes out from their past about a bad date? Or
of course.
Sex? We've all had rough sex with girls and then not. We stop seeing them. Maybe it's a one-night stand.
Brady told tales of doing it in the middle of a Mexican restaurant's parking lot. That girl could turn around and go, he made me do it in public. It sounds terrible if it comes out later. That's why you got to be open and honest about all this stuff. So it doesn't surprise anybody. If all of a sudden this girl came out of the woodwork and said, Brady Bogan's Mr. Wholesome on the radio, but he boned me in public at an Ajo Al's and made me feel like I had to do it. You'd be like, huh? You've cleared the air. You told us about it. It's like, yeah, I told you how that story went down. I'm proud of it. How many times have men been with a woman who actually is a little too aggressive with them? You don't really want to do anything with them, but they take advantage of the fact that you're a dude.
And they grab your
and
junk,
they start grabbing you. The next thing
and
you're like,
you're in.
I'm going to bone this chick I don't like. And then that feeling hits you after you're done of like, she has got to get out of my home. Immediately she's got, or a car, or this cardboard box we found, which, you know, sometimes that happens. And you just got to get out of there. You just have to leave. I don't get, bad dates cannot be sexual assault. There's a difference.
It's a real gray area.
It's not even gray. To me, it's cut
and dry.
Sometimes
you find out when you break the ice there, when you're testing the waters, where maybe you went out that night and you did something and like, it's not a connection. But now some of that is just coming back around.
I say it's a gray area because she may have a different opinion of what just happened than you do. Like, you may... We're never on the same page in the beginning.
Right.
Like, maybe she's not as into you as you are into her, or
the
other way around.
All the time.
And you don't know. Maybe she might have just had sex because she wanted it, or you might have just had sex because you just wanted to have sex.
Right. Like prostitution.
And then the other one's feelings get hurt because
one on the one night stand,
thought it was more.
Not.
Yeah, they thought it was more.
But this girl didn't think it was more. She thought it was less. Still blew the guy. And then after time passes... Yeah. She's like, and now he's winning stuff, and he's wearing Time's Up pins.
And I don't think that's right.
Well,
that's like, wait a second. You
this
said
show
nothing
is all about
this.
Dating.
Yeah, you said nothing about this.
He probably never called her again.
Right. Well, that's the bigger thing, and that's why I always say bang him in threes.
Well,
you can't do a one timer. You have to
if you
bone her up and show it to her once. It has to happen three times to confirm that you were considering a relationship and it didn't work out. If you nail them once and never call again, you're at risk and you're doing it to yourself. Bone them in threes.
Well,
that's
part of that
rule.
Story is her texting him the next day saying, "I wanted to let you know that I wasn't okay with this, so that you don't."
Right,
misread the signs
right.
Next time you're with somebody. It's like, what?
Yeah. Fine.
He hasn't denied it. He said, I fully acknowledge the text
exchange. I blew it on a date
everything.
That got weird after.
Yeah.
It seems like buyer's remorse that she didn't like his wiener and she didn't like him and she still did stuff she was uncomfortable with, which doesn't mean, I don't know. It doesn't feel like he forced her to do anything, and she's not saying he did.
No. The danger of this is lumping him in with Weinstein and Lauer and Spacey and all that.
It's a bad date.
There's a difference between all of them.
Oh, a ton of them, but this one especially. If you read that, because I'm looking at like maybe
but
I don't think
this is assault.
It wasn't, and she's saying it wasn't.
Yeah.
She's saying it was like manipulation. It's like, wait a second.
But he's getting thrown under that bus, though.
Aren't all dates manipulation to a certain extent? Am I not trying to manipulate you to like me more? I don't normally dress like this. I don't normally go to these restaurants.
It's a sales gig.
It is a sales gig. Yeah, and they're trying to do the same thing.
Both people auditioning.
You're manipulating the situation to make the other person see your best side. That's manipulation. That's the definition of it. I'm trying to manipulate everything that's happening tonight to make me shine. It's a bad date. So I feel bad for this guy, and I don't even like him that much from what I know now. But I've read her tweets, and I'm like, maybe I'm missing something because I've been on this. I was with my ex-wife. This was I've told the story before, but we're drunk. We're in Vegas at a hotel. We're in the elevator. We're messing around. Next thing you know, she slides down. I'm like, this is happening. This is porno. This is fantastic. And she starts going to town on the stuff in the elevator. We had a high floor, so she was going real quick. I wasn't going to, finish her. So we're flying up the elevator, and the next thing you know, I'm like, yeah! And I get a little excited, and I put my hand on her head. Rah! And she goes, stop it! I'm not a whore! I'm like, well, I beg to differ. We're in a hotel lobby elevator, and we haven't stopped it. Pretty sure you're a whore right now.
You're supposed to go along with it.
Isn't that your job as my, life partner to be a whore now and again? I thought you were playing the role.
Did you guys not have sex?
Nah, I shut it off. I'm like, fine, forget it. Well, wait, we don't have to stop. I'm like, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. You've got referees throwing flags. I'm not interested in this. I wasn't going to hurt you. I think you trust me by now, but I was surprised you were giving me a BJ here at the Palace Station. I didn't expect that.
That's because she was thinking about the Lion King.
That could be, yeah. She didn't know him yet. She didn't know her next fella yet. But
after that, she's like, there's someone out there.
Yeah, someone out there who won't bash my head into his pelvis.
He likes big cats.
Likes lions.
Or just maybe she's like...
From Boston.
Well, maybe she didn't like that I'd nicknamed my crank Randy Johnson. Would you put Randy Johnson right in your mouth?
John, you guys have said it before, but doesn't everyone really need to take lessons from Derek Jeter? Maybe he could do a TED Talks. You don't hear women speaking out on him.
He's got enough on his plate.
Because Derek never one-timed a woman.
Never one-timed it.
He always came back with something after the first. He never the days of just ditching them are over. Because their remorseful, I shouldn't have done that, is now going to turn into a legal matter.
Another one says, John, how about the reverse side of this? I guess I'm a victim. I got a real toothy BJ once, and I want justice.
A mediocre, half-hearted affair.
Or maybe it's too aggressive.
And I didn't like it.
But it won't work on the other side.
But why
hook up
it?
One night and the guy would like to have another get together, but
dudes will do it though.
The girl doesn't want to.
Well, if a girl doesn't want to, you got to stop. That's the rule.
Right. That's
all.
I'm saying though. Then that first night that you had together, it was on.
Giving a blowjob doesn't seem.
All you have to do is make an effort for a second try. You can't just not call him.
Yeah.
You just call up and then make her go, ugh, I don't want anything to do with you. Make her say, this is yuck. Yeah. And then you're like, well, I tried. I really liked you. Like, he's just creepy. He liked me too much. If you just ditch him the day after you kind of gave him a little heavy on the old hands to the ears thing, and then you don't talk to her the next day, she's going to feel like, really? I put up with all your nonsense last night, and now I'm the one who's going to get it? That isn't happening. So you have to F him in threes.
Another texter says, guys, women are in trouble in 2018 anyway. Have you seen that Japan is upping the production of these new sex dolls?
Yeah.
12K.
Look, ladies, you think that your marches where you got signs that say sperm's the problem, the future's female? Okay. Because we're building robots to replace you, and they don't sue. The robots don't sue. Look, I'm all for the movement of people who have actually been assaulted.
Yes.
But these ladies who are seeking attention because they slept with a celebrity and they didn't get what they wanted, Aziz Ansari was on a bad date. That's it, period. There's everything I've read so far. Now, if some new information comes out, it's like, okay, that was kind of hidden.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Sure.
Because then all of a sudden, like, five other girls come
right. Now,
But it's been long enough that somebody would have jumped on that train,
you'd
too,
think
right?
So. You'd think so. And the fact that all of Hollywood just shunned him on Sunday night at the SAG Awards by unifying and saying no applause for this guy because he was on a bad date. The information we know right now doesn't garner any sort of blacklisting at all. And it doesn't make any sense to me because he was on a bad date. I've been on that date. And the worst part about it is I've been on that date where the girl didn't finish me off. And that was the date was really going poorly. I tried to move. It painful. Wasn't even a date. I've never really been on dates like that. I've been in group settings where I've tried to be, you know, like you make a move on a chick and she's like, ugh, no. I'm like, all right.
John, it's all manipulation. Have you seen Ulta? All that makeup, manipulation. Yeah.
Frank Caliendo and I had a talk last night and he said, here's the deal on equality. No more makeup. Everybody has to wear sweatpants. And we all go into job interviews with the on merit alone. You can't dress up. You can't. It's no more.
Why?
And you just go in dressed like you just sweatpants. Everybody gets the same outfit outside.
Can't put your best foot forward.
Well, it is your best foot forward. Truly, if you just say, okay, here's
we're all equal.
Here comes your interview. Go put on your interview sweatsuit. The office provides everyone the same sweatsuit. No makeup. Your hair is straight and done. Nobody can really. And you just go in and say, here's what I provide the company. That's an equal. That's finally
or even
that's
better. They just send resumes. A lot of people do it online nowadays.
Right. Yeah,
you
but they want to meet
get you face to face.
They want to meet you. Why?
Skype them in
to find out if you're a slob or not. That's basically why anybody wants. This guy's a slovenly mess. Is he going to represent us well? If this girl's going to be a pig, is she dressed like a whore? No, put them in sweatsuits and just have them interview equal. And all dates have to be the same. Ladies, you would be completely lying to yourselves if you think you're not manipulating a date with makeup and hair. You are, and what you wear and what you're trying to lead us to think on that date. You guys know it. Women wear different underwear based on whether or not they like the guy. I wore granny panties because I was afraid I was going to have sex with him the first night, so that's how I stopped myself. Girls wear big underwear on first dates with guys that they're tempted by. They wear a thong and stuff by a guy who's not going to get any. And they let them know. Usually, it's like they're dressed a little sexier because it's like I'm not threatened by it, but I'm gonna let them know that I'm up for business. It's all manipulation. But we've all been on that date where or with a girl that we thought I think this is the go. I think something's happening here, and you make an uncomfortable move, and it kind of gets rejected, but not really rejected, just maybe not now. And so you kind of keep pushing. You persevere. I don't know how many guys I knew who are married to women who didn't like them for the first 4 or 5 meetings.
But it doesn't take away from what was happening in business.
Real accusations and real assaults are a thing. Let's not lump all these
and
bad
how the power
days.
And yeah. the
yep. Let's
it's different.
Definitely shine a light on the idea. Like, no, these aren't going to get lumped in there because then we're all at risk. I've been out with one of my best friends is married to a woman that hated him for about 6 months, but we were all in the same group all the time, and he just kept pushing. You're eventually going to crack. I'm going to get you.
You're not going to get me.
You always hear those stories, like old couples saying,
persistent.
He pursued me.
And followed her across the country and stuff. And this dude was the exact same way. This girl hated him. And she was dating at one point in that probably half a year period, started to date another guy in our little group. And he's still like, well, last, I'm going to be in on this. That's my wife. They've been married for probably 20 plus years now. And she hated him, hated him. How many times has that happened? And the guy, if he hadn't pushed, they wouldn't have those special children I don't like.
This text says...
But the pushing was, it's a different type of pushing. He's
no, it
pursuing.
Wasn't. I watched it. It was not. She would, on a regular occurrence when we'd all get drunk in my friend's basement, arm would go around her, this is going to happen. And then he'd start giving her little kisses and she'd say, you are so gross. And she'd push him away. It got playful.
Yeah.
But she was clearly sending me, I'm not interested in you. Please stop it. I think she liked the attention, but she did not like him. And she made it clear, I don't like him. Not only do I not like him that way, I don't like him. He gives me the creeps. She'd tell everybody.
Yeah.
And he'd go over and he goes, I'm not going to give you, trust me, this is going to be a thing. And boom, next thing you know, they're doing it. And everybody kind of saw it coming, too. It was like, he's not going to stop. And she gave in. And now I think she's happy as can be.
This text comes from a woman who says, as a woman, if you weren't into him, why would you blow him? Don't you lose all credibility? I know where the door is at all times. I can just drop and leave. I'm not going to say it's that easy for everyone, but at the same time, you were in a situation where you went to his apartment.
It's Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
It's not like, Hulk Hogan.
Right.
You can knock him down with a push. You went back to his house. You sent that signal again. And he's just guilty of not being a mind. I just don't like that this one's being, that he's being shunned by the people in his own industry now as a terrible guy. He doesn't have the Matt Lauer auto lock door. He didn't force her to stay.
I don't
beat off in front of
blame people for wanting to. I mean, just because they didn't clap You're kind of waiting to see what's going on.
What the reaction is.
Yeah.
But that's mob mentality.
You're not waiting to see anything. You've made a clear decision to make this guy an example. Yes, as a group, when they all got together and said, when Aziz Ansari's name is mentioned, nobody do a thing.
I don't think they all got together beforehand.
Yes, they did.
None of us are clapping.
That was the announcement. They basically said in a way to show unity.
There was an announcement to say nobody's allowed to clap.
But an agreed upon deal that said don't.
Everybody in that building.
Yeah.
There was like a loudspeaker thing.
No. They all kind of said, these are the people we're shunning. James Franco and Aziz Ansari.
James Franco was there.
I know. And they don't react to his announcement.
They did clap, from what I read.
A little.
For James Franco.
The people in the industry. The fans are going to make noise. The people in the industry all sat with their hands as a kind of a moment of unity of saying, we're not going to do this.
Okay.
And they had kind of a I don't know how the message got out.
That really matters at all.
Well, it does, because that to me is a decision that they're saying, shun him.
I'm not going to clap either, because I don't know the true story and I don't know what else is coming
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
I'm not going to just, way to go, Aziz.
If Toledo gets blamed for something and I'm like, wow, that doesn't seem like that's a whole bunch bad, and then everybody says, we're shunning Toledo.
What's wrong with waiting to find out all the details?
They're not. They've made a decision. They've made him an example. That's not waiting for
They're throwing it individually,
but in a group setting, if the whole business says shun him, they've made a decision. They've made a decision to use you and put a spotlight on you as the type of person we're talking about.
If he doesn't get a job again, then he's being shunned.
But right there, you're starting to say he's a bit taboo. He's got to now fight for his reputation, which is, I was on a bad date. Yeah. I mean, that's basically.
Well, he should go on all the. Shouldn't run from it. Go on all the talk shows. James Franco had the balls to show up.
I got to give Franco all the credit in the world, and he seems guilty.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his stories come out, and you're like, geez, okay, there's like six of them now. Now you can start saying, okay, I can form an opinion. One guy who's got kind of a bad date story in the sex, they're just so quick to be outraged and so quick to react and say, no matter what, we have to side with a person who just was uncomfortable. You got to sit back and wait and see what you're doing. You could be wrecking a guy's life who's like, I really didn't do anything bad. I mean, it's in the news for a reason. It's a story on Yahoo to say, wow, the unity against Aziz Ansari seems unfair.
Well, and then the bigger story is the one actress that has been coming out. That's why it's been getting more news, saying defending him.
Oh, yeah. There's people who are saying, well, you guys can't do this to him yet. There isn't any information out that makes him one of the bad guys yet. But you can't just say, all right, well, somebody said something, so just ignore him forever, and then we'll hope for the best. You say he didn't do anything yet. You like when people stand up for somebody who's like getting lumped into a very uncomfortable category, because it could be anybody. And if that starts becoming an uncomfortable category, it's like, well, I was on a bad date with him. He tried to kiss me a few times. I got really uncomfortable. I wanted to leave, but I didn't. So he's the bad guy. It's like, no, those are just called bad dates. And watch Love Connection. If you watch reruns of Love Connection. You'd be like, sexual assault, sexual assault, sexual assault. Every single date was like, I tried. She wasn't interested, so we went to the hot tub, and they got all handsy with me, so I just pushed him off. I'm like, okay, sexual assault. It's a date. We're supposed to try.
On The Bachelor, I know they sign a thing.
Oh, my God.
And they, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's on what they're signing. But really, one of those girls could say, I'm caught in that moment where I feel like I have to kiss this person.
Yes.
Because we're on camera.
They signed up for it.
Yep.
It's more The Bachelorette, where you've got 30 guys vying for one chick. And, you know, they're all just rolling around with her and stuff. And they did have that in the Paradise, whatever that Paradise Island
was. Yeah, you have the pressures
to
perform.
The one girl was a whore, and the other girls are like, well, this isn't fair. I'm not willing to go that far. And she started to try to bone her. And then she screamed that she was raped in the hot tub because she was drunk. Dangerous. Bang him in threes. Bad dates are bad dates. Let's get our priorities straight. And just make sure. I don't want to sit back and say, well, I'm going to err on the side of caution in case he's a bad guy. The information that's out right now, nothing's happened yet.
Move to test the waters is going for a kiss, not whipping out and saying,
right.
She's going to like
right.
this.
There's the difference. There's a huge difference. Although evidently that's worked for years and nobody knew it. I had no clue. None of my uncles or wise old sage family members, father, friends, older brothers have ever said, this is the way to their heart. It's just exposing your penis. Never had it. But it was a Seinfeld episode where Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in the car with that guy and she really liked him. And then all of a sudden she looked down and his penis was out in the car and she's like, he pulled it out. And the audience laughed hysterically. You didn't hear chanting or like, that's too far. You should sue. It never happened. The audience thought, that's hilarious. If a guy whipped it out, my God, how hilarious is
that? Yeah, let's be really honest.
Yeah.
Some girls have been into that.
Oh, completely. It's worked.
Yes.
Somewhere along the line, some of your sisters have let that work. And then that dude says, you know what I did? I pulled it out. And then some guy who's no good with women's like, Rodney pulls his out, so I'll give him. What do you think?
Yeah. It was a move.
It's a text, move. It's a terrible move, but it's a move.
Bad read.
This texter says, John, you're very much right. If I'd have given up in this new movement, I wouldn't have my wife because she thought I was gay from the first time she met me. I had to prove her wrong for so long, I finally won.
I know two other people who are married to guys they thought they were gay when they first met.
Really?
Two people. I thought he was gay. In fact, everyone in the office thought he was gay. Next thing you know, you're on some work retreat, and this dude's dancing like he's gay, all right. Look at him dancing. Like, he can dance pretty well. I'm going to go dance with a gay guy.
The gay guy just came on.
I'm
going to
go dance with a gay guy. Hey, the gay guy kissed me. He kissed you, but he's gay. I know. And it was good. It was a good kiss. I'm attracted to the gay. I think I'm going to turn him. And next thing you know, he was never gay. He's just a good dancer. That's a good sign right there. So anyway, yeah, I know two people who thought, wow, for a year I worked with this guy. I thought he was a homosexual. And everybody else talked about him. Like, you know, he's sure he's married, but he's gay married. He likes the boys. And it doesn't happen. And it's, you know, yeah, again. And that dude pushed.
Yeah. And he got, he won.
And he's, you know, and she feels like it's a feather in her cap because she's like, I knew you were really gay. And I just swung you over to the other side. You were clearly gay. Kaz, has a guy ever just pulled out on a date? Have we asked you that before?
Yeah, she said.
Yeah, and you said yes?
Yes.
And you liked it.
I funny.
It's hilarious, right?
It's
yeah. And then you could leave. Like if he locked, if he met Loward, the doors, you'd be miserable.
Oh, I'd lay the smack down on him.
Yeah, you'd start beating him up. See, that's Kaz. That's a real woman right there. She's got a billy club in her
if
pocket.
If you don't like
that
it, yeah,
move
get the
doesn't
hell out.
Work.
If the date ain't going well, you're leaving with bruises, not you, him.
If Johnny Depp pulled his crank out and you were in a car with him, what would happen?
Oh, I'd stay there.
Yeah. So it's all relative.
It's
all relative.
Let's just say
there's the problem with Hollywood.
Yeah. There you go. There's your
let's
problem.
Let's just say Johnny Depp's prank wouldn't see the light of day for long.
Right. Right. Johnny Depp is he's on sorry.
But then he doesn't.
He's on sorry.
But then he doesn't call the next day.
You'd want to see Aziz Ansari's wiener?
Why? Because he's brown.
Because he's foreign.
Because he's foreign.
I see. Because he's a Pakistani or something. Never seen one of those before. Yeah. All right. And it's fun, right? It's a bad. Have you been on a bad date where a guy keeps pushing, and you're like you gotta keep fighting him off a little bit? You've never been on one of those dates.
Couple of passes.
Usually give in. She gives in, or she beats him up. Now that's a strong woman right there. It's Kaz,
one or the other.
Well done, Kaz. I get to handle Kaz for a Christmas photo every year at the Christmas party. Now used to be Lisa, now it's Kaz, and she's the one who grabbed me at the Christmas party and said, "Time for the rape photo." Like, all right. So we went into the ladies' room, and people took pictures of me pretend having sex with Kaz.
Those are blackmail photos for down the road.
All right. Our clothes are on, and there were people there laughing and having a good time. So, and I'm open about it. I'm like, yep, I'm into this. I'm fine with that. And then at the end, we shook hands. That was fun. Good evening, ma'am. Great times. Yeah. Anyway, watch your bad date behavior, boys. And again, let them make the first moves. I feel so sorry for 16-year-old boys.
Man.
I feel so
sorry. I wouldn't
sorry
want to be single nowadays.
No. God, can you imagine?
Hearing all this stuff, I'd be scared to death.
Can you imagine being like Lisa's like, that's it. We're just not working out. You're like, all right. No, you're right. And you first thing you do is go back out there and some girl's looking at you and you're like, I don't know how to play this anymore at all.
Maybe it's for the better. I don't know. Yeah. Or get back to like having to open the door for them all the time and
maybe it'll come back around.
Yeah, maybe it goes back to us like our big move is throwing coats over puddles. And that's
it's like old school.
Maybe that's what we do. Yep, there's our picture of us humping in the women's room, Kaz. Yeah. Well done. She's still got it. Great. It's a delete button on that you might want to think about.
It's her wallpaper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And like those old Jimmy Stewart movies. Right?
It'll take like 10 dates to get a kiss.
Right. And you're walking on the street and you have a malted and you're like, I'd lasso the moon for you. You're not doing any dirty stuff.
We're going old school.
I'd like to pin you.
Yeah. I'm pinning my gal. 6 months from now. It's like, wow, 6 months. But you know what?
Gotta go back to that. You don't get sex till you're married.
Think of how strong our grandparents were. Think of it. Our grandfathers. Well, I mean, after they got married, they were horrendous to them. But beforehand, when you hear, well, he just courted me for the longest time, and I fought him off, and then 7 months later, we were dating, and then a year later, we were married. And then that's 19 months of that guy not getting any without porn, the internet. I mean, he had to, like,
he had his imagination like Brady does.
He had to go straight into the bay and had never seen it. He's imagining what it looked like, but it would have been the same, like, here's a dragon and two lizards doing it, because that's the exact same. He'd never seen it. He'd never seen sex, like, as much.
Which almost created more value, maybe. I don't know. All of a sudden
you want to say that.
I don't know.
Miserable. Miserable.
You know, they're also a lot younger, too.
Right, but they were diving into those big, furry, unkept honey holes. That was their goal. Ugh. I guarantee in his imagination he wasn't thinking of that thing. Egad.
Their first, there was so much build up there. Can you imagine their first time doing it? Oh. It had to last like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, buns. Buns!
I'm over here, Torp.
Oh, geez, just having you nude in the room with the smell of that giant fur box got me fired up to the point where I just wrecked your carpet. Sorry about that. Anyway, here's a puddle over this. I'll put my coat on my puddle. You can walk across my accident.
Building this sucker up for a while.
Yeah. And that's why they all were pregnant immediately. I've been storing up for a good year and a half there. And her ovaries were dented by my stuff.
It just coated.
I just floated like a pound and a half in there. Nothing I could do about it. Poor old lady ovaries.
All right, eggs, are you ready? I think we're going to have sexual congregation this evening. Oh, my God! Tsunami! Protect the eggs!
I'm like Pearl Harbor in there.
We lost another one!
They're coming at us fast and furious!
It's been 19 months. We should have at least given the guy a handy at the parking lot.
That's where a percentage that got their action was, you know, in the war, World War II and all that. They're going to the brothel.
Well, those whores over there in the war cities that were giving it up like nobody's business, trying to get a husband. They were trying to get pregnant from these guys who all are American. It's going to go back to that. Ladies, close up your legs. Start acting like ladies again.
Texter says, John,
we're going overseas.
we'll bang the war people.
Texter says, John, I'm 27 and single. What the hell? I think it's time for me to check out those sex robots because sounds like I have no
hope.
Just
be gay. Dudes are cooler. Get over the smell and the flavors and just be gay. That's what the ladies are asking us to do. Don't make a move on one. Let her make the move on you. It's crazy. I'm not even an Aziz Ansari fan, and that bothers me. Because I can think back of a few times when I've been... I never really made moves. I was a coward. And the few times that you're like, okay, I'm going to try this one. And you get pushed back, and you're like, oh, I don't do this too often. I'm being rejected. It's my nose. I was like Rudolph. It's my nose. I'd walk away all sad every time. And then one girl would be like, I think you're cute. And I try to kiss her. Not yet, though. Oh, thanks, Clarice. But yeah, so careful, boys. And ladies, you too. Guy whips it out, just get out of the car. There's no reason. There's Uber now, too. There's no reason not to climb out of the car. You got Uber and Lyft. Before, you needed a ride home. Now you don't. I used to have a classic move when I wasn't having fun with somebody of just driving away. And we went twice at Burger King. One girl was there, and we stopped by Burger King. She was talking to her friends and stuff. And this is a perfect opportunity for me to get the hell out of here. So I left. I got a call later that, where'd you go? I'm like, oh, you seem like you had your pals, and I wasn't really. Anyway, I just left.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, well, I wasn't interested. That's why I left. I didn't want to continue this. Can't do that anymore, and there's no call the next day. She just gets an Uber home. Uber will get you home. What do you got on the big board of musical treats this morning?
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. That tax refund's right around the corner. Perhaps you want to invest in a brand new home. Get in touch with us. We can help you out with that. ELOteam.com. We got Macedon. We got some other songs, but Avatar's tonight. Over at the Marquee Theater. And if you haven't seen Avatar, you must get on this.
Yep.
These guys are unbelievable live.
That's tonight?
Tonight at the Marquee, we could do The Eagle Has Landed. Because it has. They're here.
No kidding. I didn't know that came up on us that quick.
Your boys from Sweden.
That's tonight. Hell's a Poppin' and The Brains with Avatar.
You should go, John.
Hell's a Poppin'. I thought that was a tour.
That actually would be one I might. Well, I don't want to stay up too late. It's Tuesday.
I know. I know. School I'm having
a
hard
Tuesday.
Time. Yeah. I think I'm going to rally up.
Are you going to do it?
Get that afternoon nap.
Well, a couple shots, you'll be fine.
No shots.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Once Avatar starts that surf guitar lick and that thing, you'll be like, one can't hurt me. Next thing you know, you're standing on Mill Avenue screaming, Apple Tarts! Apple Tarts! Apple Tarts? What the hell's wrong with that guy? Apple Tarts! He wants an Apple Tart. His dick's out.
Best band!
Best band ever is Apple Tarts. Have you lost your way?
I've never done the D out.
I haven't either.
I've had her hand. I've like grabbed her hand and put it there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of close.
John, you know what I've never had? A girl whip her V out.
No, that'd be
looky. Looky.
I've had them pull their boobs out.
Yeah, I've had that.
They've done
it. I've never been surprised by it. I've been driving. Not like you're with a girl that you've never done anything with, and you're driving. You look over, and her boobs are out, and she's looking at you like it's on. That's never occurred. Huh. And that's the same thing as first time penis whip outs on a date. A girl's never just gone boob out for no reason on the first time you're with her. I've never had that happen.
Texas
on a
says
first
John,
date?
Yeah. No girl has ever
banged on a first date,
not even a bang. Well, I've never really had dates. I've always been in group situations, but
no sexual heat, no sexual tension going on?
Yeah, but it's like if you're driving along and you're going to have sex, then maybe a boob. But I've never been on a thing where like, well, it's been a nice night and looked over and seen her boobs.
Wham!
Like, oh, man. And that's what these ladies are saying. It's like we were having a nice time and the guy's wang was out all of a sudden. It's like, wait a minute. It's the surprise element. Like if there's a lot going on
usually
and there's been some tension.
The ice, you start with a kiss.
Yeah, if there's some tension and the boobs come out, then there's a thing. But
bunch
never
of texters
just like,
are bringing up the one says, John, I know you hate the show, but I met your mother, and a bunch of people mentioned this. Oh. Have a whole episode called The Naked Man. How the Naked Man technique works 2 out of 3 times. You just come out of the room naked. You're going to bat .660.
Not me.
Yeah, girls are lying to themselves if. There's plenty of them that have been into that.
Sure.
It's the reason it's been attempted. Again, we as men are just surprised it lasted till October of 2017. I think somewhere along the lines of, I don't know, the year 3, a few guys are like, this can't last forever, but let's try it until they get mad.
And
they
think
never got mad.
The guys that miss it have to be under, you know that I think she's into me and reading the right signs.
Even
it's
then.
Like they're pulling that out without even...
Again, Brady, it goes back to, like, Jesus times and before. I'm sure dudes had chats about, I've tried this and it's worked. Look, this is a passing phase. They're going to start fighting back on this one if we start whipping it up. Cavemen even stopped doing it. But it lasted from the first few times men saw women till October of 2017. And then all of a sudden, it's like, enough of that. It's like, wow. Okay. Decent people weren't doing it, but some people were. I've never pulled out. I don't know.
It's still happening.
Oh, sure it is, because there's some guys who are like, not me, but
it's my move.
We need to decriminalize drugs because the prison system's going to get real crowded with dudes who've been whipping out sexual assaulters. Bad dates. Jail for bad dates. Essentially, that's what we're looking at.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.